Hey Amber, it's Rebecca. I'm gonna pull up your blog again. Okay, so I was looking at this article about decreasing the risk of developing heart disease, and you give five really good tips. But I was thinking, like, if you really want to get people to want to read what you have to say and really want them to like trust you and like you and want to keep coming back. If you take it a few levels deeper, like for instance, when you say increase consumption of lean meats, and then decrease consumption of hydrogenated oils, then decrease heart risk by switching to whole wheat and whole grains, and switch to fat-free dairy. This is an awesome list, and if you were to take this into the grocery store and then, or even to a farmer's market, and talk to people about paying attention to the labels and show them like different things they could actually purchase in the grocery store and show them things they shouldn't be purchasing. Like some people don't know that how to find out if it's whole wheat and whole grain, and they think that just because it says Wonder Bread made with whole wheat, then well, then that's good for me. But you could talk to them about, the best whole wheats, and then when you talk about switching to fat-free dairy, you can point out like trying to make sure and buy hormone-free, and you can talk about how things cost more money sometimes, but talking about how it's worth the investment, and going into the grocery store and picking up fruits and showing people and telling them what's in the fruit and or the vegetable, like what vitamins and minerals are in the vegetable. And then this part, even if it's not your passion, I think is what people really want, which is a few simple recipes that they can make using this list that you've given them. So you gave them this great list, but what they really need is, okay, I've got this list, but now I have to sit down and think about how I'm going to make all these changes. And if you make it easy for them, that's not easy. I mean, you're still going to have to do the work, but if you make it easier for them, just get into as much detail as you can about providing, the deeper levels of information. I think people would really love that. And then just things like buy this, not that. And then looking at your blog, there was another post similar to that where I had some other good ideas. I don't know how much time I have left on this boo that I'm making. So, okay, I've got a few more minutes, so I'm gonna pull your blog back up and find one more article that you wrote. Comment on that one too, because I had some ideas. I think it might have been part one. Oh, it was Eat Right to Prevent. I can't remember. I was looking at one last night and I had some ideas, but. Let's go with this one. So this is part eating right to prevent diabetes, magnesium, decrease red meat, increase whole grains, increase antioxidants, drink tea. So I think this is your opportunity, and if and this is something I've learned recently, like if you're gonna wanna create yourself as an expert, then you've gotta be studying all the cutting edge research and everything that's coming out recently and the most useful, factual, scientifically researched, studied information. You want to know all that. You aren't going to necessarily share all of it with everyone, but you want to be up on it. And if I were you, I would really start emphasizing like organic and whole grains and local and hormone-free and all that kind of stuff, because people need to hear that, but they need to know how can I make this transition? Because right now they're just eating boxed crap from the grocery store, and it's a big shift they need to make. So you want to be thinking about how you can help them make the shift slowly, but giving them as much information as you can about how to do that. So those are just some of my ideas. I've got tons of ideas about it because I am in your target market. So I think a lot of people are, but I don't really want I don't want the food guide pyramid. I know what that is, but I don't think that that's like, and that doesn't help me that much just to get the food guide pyramid. I really want more detail. And and again, these are just my ideas, and you've got to go with what feels right for you. But the more you connect to what you're passionate about, what would be fun for you, what you would enjoy sharing, the more it's going to help, So anyway, those are just a few ideas, and I have more if you want to talk more about it once we get Skype going. Okay, thanks. Have a great day.